The devotional for today was written by Richard Norris III. Each gospel writer presents a different account of the resurrection, but one of the narrative elements that is consistent across each account is this: no one expected Jesus to be alive that Sunday morning. The darkness of the crucifixion on Good Friday continued to hover over all his disciples. This is arguably best exemplified in this episode on the Emmaus Road. You don't have to look far to get a sense of the defeat that Cleopas and the other disciple had to have been feeling. It's right there in verse 21. We had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. In other words, they said, we thought he was our Messiah, but we've given up any hope of that now. But after they had spent some time communing with the Lord and intently listening to his voice, they came to realize that he had indeed risen, just as he promised. Often it is so easy to get caught up in the hardships of life that we too lose hope and abandon our faith in God. But what the resurrection teaches us is God is always at work, even when darkness abounds all around us, and, no matter what, God keeps God's promises. As the Lenten season comes to a close and we move into Eastertide, may we all remember to take time to commune with and listen to God. For it is in those moments when we are pressed on every side and we can't see our way that we must be bold enough in the Spirit to declare, I still expect God to work it out. Let us pray. Kind and loving God, thank you for the gift of the resurrection. May it always serve as a reminder to us of your incomprehensible, incalculable, overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love for us, and your commitment to do whatever it takes to save your people. Help us to confront our doubts when evil seems to prevail. Help us to depend on your promises when trials come. Help us to always expect a miracle. In your name we pray. Amen.